And then it occurred to me, what luck.
Okay.
I
so,
swore a solemn
my family
years
really
ago,
intense
I was invited to a party.
Totally different.
And I never
I come from a large Irish, Italian, Catholic family.
And at the sound of the gong, it is Wednesday night. It is time for stories from Ex Fabula. I'm Bruce Winter. Ex Fabula co-founder Leah Delaney stops in on Wednesday nights and brings stories from past shows for us to enjoy. And tonight, our theme is traveling. We'll get to the stories we have for tonight in just a bit. But Leah, the time is fast approaching. Here it's August already.
I know.
It was just Memorial Day, I thought. But a new season nigh upon us for Ex Fabula.
I know. And it feels like it's coming quicker because it's only like, 50 degrees out. We usually start our season in October. And if you're curious what exactly is included in an Ex Fabula season, we hold story slams in Milwaukee. We just basically on a monthly basis, starting in October, we set up camp at a local watering hole, we give you a theme, and we ask you, Milwaukee, to show up with a real, true, and personal story based on that theme. And we choose a winner at the end of the night after you tell your story. People are chosen randomly. It's just exciting, so exciting.
It is, having been to your shows, it is a good time. And it is, you would think, perhaps, although I don't know why, that sitting there listening to other people tell stories would not be such a hot time. It'd be like looking at vacation slides, but it's not. This is entertaining stuff. These are real people telling real stories, as I like to say, extemporaneously. There's no notes. Read, no props, no costumes.
Not a political platform. Not a pulpit. This is real, true, personal stories, the most compelling stories that you can tell in front of an audience. And, I got to tell you, I have done a lot of theater in the past, and I've been a lot of different shows. I've been to comedy and stuff, and this is one of the most captivated audiences. And I think it has everything to do with the fact that they're real stories. People can relate. And we have a lot of people who come up to the storytellers after the show, and they're like, oh, you said something about your grandma, and let me tell you a story. Like, strangers connect, and that's the point of Ex Fabula.
And having been, like I said, to some of these, the last one I was at was the season ender this year.
All-Stars.
The All-Stars show. And this was at Turner Hall, and there was hundreds of people there, and it was so quiet. You could hear a beer spill. People pay attention.
They do.
And, have a
And
good
apparently
time,
they so. Drink, too.
Apparently.
I hadn't heard that in Milwaukee.
I've heard about the city, yes. Well, let's get on to our theme for tonight, traveling. What are we starting out with tonight?
Yes. Tonight we're going to start out with a story from a gentleman named Anthony Umloff. He told a story back in 2010 in February at the former Baby Brew House, where the theme was now or never. Let's hear Anthony Umloff's traveling experience.
Hi, my name's Anthony. See, I've had so many kind of now or never moments. One of my favorites is one time when I was living in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, which is this little tiny blip of a town, small town, Wisconsin. And I went to my local pub and I met this guy named Billy. And we had a few drinks and we were talking and we just like hit it off. And I'm straight as straight can be, and so is Billy. But I mean, we were hugging and drinking and talking. And, by the time the pub closed, he's like, well, let's go to this, let's go to On the Border. They're open for a few more hours, So not the Mexican restaurant either. So we went there. And then they closed, and he's like, well, there's this other pub that's open till 5, let's go there, blah, 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 So we were just basically trying to, keep our buzz going on until we decided, hey, let's go to Florida, and we thought it was the most brilliant idea ever, and I'm like, got my arm around him, I'm just like, just do not forget your toothbrush and your towel, okay? He's like, okay. So we went back to his place. He grabbed like maybe a half a dozen Hawaiian t-shirts, a towel, his toilet bag, some shorts, and that's pretty much. Oh, and his dog. He was gonna drop it off at his mom's house. Then I went to my house, and I actually was a little bit more reasonable, and I grabbed some clothes, my overnight bag, some towels, some. Whatever I could find, just filled up my bag with a bunch of stuff, and we got in his brand new, was it a Lincoln Navigator? It's a really nice car. I'm like, we're riding in style. So we drove all the way down to Palatine from Twin Lakes. We dropped off his dog at his mom's house. No one was there. And I took first shift, you know? And we just drove and drove, and the sun came out. He wakes up, and, you know, we were probably about Indianapolis. So I'm like, still down for this? He's like, yeah, I got $5,000 in my pocket, you know? I'm like, and it's kind of on a side note. Like, if you guys know the game Golden Tee, he was actually the little golfer guy that modeled for Golden Tee. So I didn't believe him until I went to play the game. I'm like, that's Billy. He's got a few bucks, and he was gonna pay for a week in Florida for the both of us, you know. And I just met the guy that night, so he drove for a little bit, and we made it down to Nashville, Tennessee, and we went to Bob Evans there for breakfast, and they have the best breakfast at Bob Evans. If you ever south of the Mason-Dixie, and then we kept on driving. We went through Louisville, Kentucky. You know, I mean, we were probably a good 4 hours from the Florida state line, and he realizes his ma's coming in on a plane that afternoon. He has her only set of keys, her house keys, her car keys, and he's supposed to pick her up from the airport. So we slam on the brakes, do this giant U-turn, and I swear, we never thought so hard. I mean, I spent 6 years in college, and I never thought so hard in my life. You know, just, what if we just, you know, overnighted? What if we paid some guy on the side of the road a couple $100 to just drive it to the airport? You know, what if this, what if that, you know? And, like, there's got to be something we can do, you know? So, and we just, we had to just bite our tongues and turn around and drive all the way back. And the guy was cool, you know. I just met him, and he gave me the keys to his Lincoln Navigator. So I just, you know, come back tomorrow, bring me back my car, you know, and I'll take care of the whole mom thing. He's like, I'm like, cool. So I went out and picked up a few of my buddies and my nice new Lincoln, and had a blast, and, you know, and after having a talk with them, we decided that it probably wasn't the greatest idea to try and, you know, continue our trip and to redo it. You know, we sobered up and realized we had obligations, but, you know, if we would have made it all the way down to Florida, we would have probably spent the whole week there, had a blast, got a nice tan, you know, it would have been great, so, but it's just, you know, one of them once-in-a-lifetime chances where it's just you meet a new person and you just go with it, and it's something I never regret, and friendship that was definitely interesting, to say the least. So thank you.
And that was Anthony Umloff back in February of 2010, when the theme was Now or Never. Some people are just natural born storytellers. You know, they just have really good timing, and they're just good.
It's one of those things, you know, like you mentioned that you've done theater and comedy and everything. It is, I don't think it is something that you can totally learn. It's either already partially in there. Mm-hmm. And you just have to, you know, develop it and let it out. But some people are just born storytellers.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
They are. Well, you know, Exfabula actually will be having more workshops this year. We just developed a curriculum to help you tell your story, which is another thing that we are offering next season, in a sixth season. It's going to be awesome.
Hey, how to use an editor? No.
Yeah. How do you relate?
Traveling is our theme for our Exfabula stories tonight on WUWM. And we do this every Wednesday night just after 9 o'clock. And make a point. And if you miss it, you can always go to our website tomorrow, and our segment will be up at WUWM.com. What's our second story tonight?
Okie dokie. This one's from Cindy Grover. She told a story at our Stranger in a Strange Land themed show. And here's Cindy Grover with her traveling story.
Okay, so I'm a school teacher, and I'm privileged to have nice, long chunks of time off where I get to go traveling, which is a really wonderful thing. It's my passion. So I think the story I'll tell you is a trip I took when I went to Costa Rica a few years ago to go traveling over spring break, visiting a friend of mine, an American friend of mine that lives there part-time. Her name is Colette. She lives down in the southern part of the country, Atenas. I met her. We went traveling. We had a great week together. We were out on the beaches, went up to the mountains, had a really, really wonderful time. If you ever have a chance to go to Costa Rica, I highly encourage you to go. Anyway, so the end of the week came, and it was time for me to go home, so I was going to have to take the buses back from Atenas, where she's living in the southern part of the country, up to Liberia, which is in the northern part of the country where I was flying home from. And it involved actually making a couple of connections, and Colette was really worried because Easter week is a really busy time in Costa Rica in general for tourism. A lot of the Ticos are traveling then, and she was worried I wasn't going to get on the bus. Really, really stressed about this. And I'm laughing, and I'm teasing her, and I'm saying, well, Colette, don't worry about it. If I can't get on the bus, I'll just hitchhike back. And she's like, no, you can't do that. That won't be safe. You're in a strange country. You know, there's a lot of strange people out there. No, no, promise me you won't do that. And I just smiled, and I said, look, don't worry about it. You know, trust in the universe. It always provides. So I go off. I go down to the bus station. I catch the first bus. No problem. Get down to San Jose where I have to make my connection, and it actually was pretty tight. I had to miss several buses before I finally got on one, but I got on. It was all good. Well, it was almost all good in that it was going to be a five-hour bus ride on a bus that had no toilet, and one of my nicknames is Baby Bladder. So it's like, okay, this is going to be a long ride. So about 2 hours into the ride, I'm starting to feel a little uncomfortable, and fortunately, I hear the bus driver saying, okay, we're making a rest stop. And I'm like, yes, thank you. But I look outside, and we are like out in the middle of nowhere. So I'm thinking, what, the rest stop is behind that bush? But then we go around the corner, and there's a restaurant. And so he pulls in, and he says, okay, we've got 15 minutes here. I'm going to honk the horn when you have a warning about it's time to go. I'll stay on the bus so you can leave all your things on the bus, no problem. Great. So I get off the bus, and there's a big rush to the scary bathroom. And I'm waiting in line. Yes. when it's finally my turn, I get in there, and it really is a very scary bathroom. It's the kind where you, like, hold your breath the entire time that you're in there, and you don't want to touch anything. So I, you know, drop my pants, and I kind of spread my legs to hold my pants up, and I'm kind of squatted and hovering over the toilet so that I'm not really sitting on it, and it's hard to have your balance, so I'm touching the walls with one fingertip so I don't really have to touch the wall. And now I'm poised, ready to do what I need to do, and I hear the bus honk. It's like, oh, crap. Well, not really, but so I pack up shop, and I walk out the door, and I'm, okay, I'm ready to go, and I see the bus is pulling away. Oh. And I'm like, no! Stop! And I'm waving, and the bus keeps going. I run out in the middle of the road, and I'm screaming, literally screaming, waving, stop, stop, come back. And I watch the bus disappear over the horizon, realizing I have no friend on that bus to say, hey, you left Cindy behind. But what I do have on that bus is my suitcase with all my clothes, with my camera, with my money, with my passport, and my plane ticket. Yeah. But the universe provides. And I hear the sound of an oncoming car, and so I spin around on heel, and I stick my thumb out. And amazingly, the car pulls over. It's this little tiny car. I don't know what kind. Two cylinders. There's a Costa Rican man, and he leans over. ¿Qué pasa, chica? And I don't speak Spanish very well, but I stick my head in the window, and I say, in broken Spanish, I need bus. You go fast. And I hop in the car. And now he's just looking at me like, what the hell? And I said, I need bus, you go fast. And he starts off down the road. And we're chasing the bus. And now in my mind is that crazy cartoon chase music. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da-da. But amazingly, we eventually see the bus. We catch up with the bus. He honks the horn. He gets the bus driver to pull over. I get on the bus, reunited with my luggage, and it feels so good. Make it all the way back to Liberia. Get off the bus. Do what I now really need to do. Walk over to the phone, and I call my friend Colette. And she says, oh, my God, I'm so glad to hear from you. I was so worried you wouldn't catch the bus. And I said, funny you should say that. So was I. Thank you.
That was Cindy Grover with her traveling story back in 2010 at the Stonefly Brewery.
You know, even though it's 4 years old practically, or over 4 years old, these things stand up well.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of time dating on these, because I think stories that we listen to, like traveling and other themes that you have, I think the stories, I don't want to say they're eternal by any means, but mm-hmm. They do hold up well because the subject matter is something that does not change.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, every story becomes a classic story. And in fact, we have a kickoff happening in September, on September
yes.
18th. It's going to be at the Hot Water Warehouse, and we will be featuring some of our favorite classic stories. They will be stories that people have heard in the past and the ones that just cannot get out of people's heads.
You should have the theme of In Hot Water.
In Hot Water. You are our theme producer. I think we are hired. You're hired
okay.
to work for free, just like the rest of us.
I work for beer. Yes.
But that's going to be on Thursday, September 18th. Make sure you keep an eye on our website.
All right. Yes, all the information you need to know about is at xfabula.com.
Com.
And I just blanked out. I was going to say ORG because that's so many nonprofits are ORG.
Sure.
But xfabula.com, and all the full season will be posted as soon as you have it available.
Yep, and it starts in October, so keep an eye out. Oh, can I say one more thing?
You sure can.
Hey, we have memberships. Do you want to become a member?
Hey.
Are you a member yet, Bruce? Get on that. Yes, okay. As you slink away from the microphone. Well, you know where you can be a member? You can go to xfabula.com and find out information about what sort of benefits you can get from becoming a member. We have our own private series, Secret Fabula, for members only. So get on that. There's more information at xfabula.com.
Leah, thank you for coming in and doing this on Wednesday nights. It's good radio, and
yeah.
It's entertaining as all get out. Thanks.
You know it. Thanks, Bruce.
All right.